The reason why, I shouldn't say the reason why, a reason why that you might feel like the Yankees don't need Snell as desperately as maybe you thought is Carlos Rodon, who made his spring debut on Sunday. I said a couple weeks ago that when he starts, you're going to pay a little bit more attention to it than you would a normal spring training start. So I know that we were all pretty locked in watching the game. We were texting back and forth. Takeaways, what's there to really take away? Did he look healthy? I get it, to me, kind of did. I he was up in the zone a little bit, but are you going to really make that big of a deal about it on his first spring start? I know you go on Twitter and people are like, see, he's up in the zone, he sucks, blah, blah. The velocity was there. He was hitting around 97 most of the time.
Now, you know what I really liked about Rodon? And again, like you said, first spring training start, you're not going to put too much behind it. These guys like Rodon are going out there and making sure their mechanics are in. Obviously, Rodon knows he has a little bit more to prove than anyone else. So he's taking a lot into consideration every time he steps on the mound, even in spring training. But his velocity was there. That's the first thing you're looking at. And the second thing you're looking at is how well is he keeping guys off balance? Now, his control is a little all over the place, especially after that first inning. But when he had it, he was keeping guys really off balance. Like he looked pretty filthy when he would go from that 95, 96 mile per hour fastball to an off speed pitch and get it into the zone. He looked pretty good. So
LA
for
Yankee King with the super chat area says the Yankees rotation is getting slept on, all caps. It's good. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing that it's good, but it's also filled with question marks. That's
Yeah.
kind of what we've been wanting to eliminate in the offseason here. But it is a good rotation. I don't think you can look at that 1 through 5 and say that there's really a bad pitcher on
Yeah.
in this rotation.
Agreed.
No, I also think it might be getting slept on in a way because last year was overhyped going into the season. There was a lot of graphics and stuff saying how lethal this rotation was going to be, and it totally didn't pan out that way. So that's probably playing a part of it too, you know?
True or false, Nestor Cortez is the weak link of this rotation.
True.
Oh, it's tough, man. It's tough because I hate not giving him at
I
least
think.
the benefit of the doubt here. Like, you know who he is to me? He's maybe not anymore since he just made it to the Super Bowl, but he's like the Brock Purdy of baseball right now to me. Like when the
Yeah.
Niners went on a lull this year, like he started off hot again. He was how many regular season games undefeated? And then he went like 3 games where he looked like shit, and everyone's like, see, Purdy fucking sucks.
Right. It's like you're constantly waiting for the shoe to drop on those
Always.
guys.
And
Yeah, it's
Nestor's the
always.
same way. The guy had such a great season. Then he comes back after all those innings, and it's like, I don't want to just sit here and say he can't come back and be nasty again just yet. But
No.
we talked about reliability, we talked about consistency. I don't think it's so much his talent as much as it is, can he be relied upon to take that workload of a full season and still
Ranking
be
1 through 5
effective?
that of who you trust the most is Nestor's the fifth. Nestor's five.
I think he's
Nestor's
four
five.
for me.
No.
I think I still have to put him above Clark Schmidt, man.
Who's
No.
two though? Is Stroman two?
Now, Rodon.
I'm going. I think I would say right now I'm
Honestly,
going Stroman.
yeah, I think I would have to agree. In
Really?
terms of trust
Just
factor,
who I
it's different.
trust right now, I would go
Okay.
with Cole Stroman.
Really? That's scary to me.
And then who are the then you got what Rodon, Schmidt, Nestor?
The only reason why you
I
would
would
have,
go that order.
I'm the only reason I'm taking Schmidt is because he was healthy last year and made 30 whatever starts
Fair enough.
he made.
Fair
Yeah.
enough.
So
Fair enough. Do
Yankees
you
tied, by the
think,
way. They tied 0-0.
would you? Okay, so you put Stroman second right now, but it wouldn't surprise you, right, that Rodon could easily become number two after a month or two of the season.
Absolutely.
No, it
He
wouldn't
sh he
surprise me.
should. He should. He
Right.
should be.
Okay.
Here's the one thing I'll say about Rodon that I didn't love in his start. Because I do you guys remember that graphic that someone posted a side by side of a White Sox start and a Yankee start? How his back was kind of more fluid and able to. He was just. It was all more one motion. It still seemed like his back was still a little bit stiff
right,
compared to what he looked like with Chicago. So that's, I'm still a little worried about him, man.
Johnny Lasagna in our group chat on Twitter posted highlights of him in San Francisco when he was just rearing back and gassing guys with 97.
It was San Francisco, actually, that I'm thinking of, too.
Gassing guys with 99. And I said, if that back is not right, he's not going to have 99. And that's what a pro, because even if you look at those videos where he was gassing dudes with 99, the location is not great. He just overpowered them with the fastball. Just
throwing.
So he cannot get, if that back is going to be a problem, we could be looking at a serious situation with Carlos Rodon, because he's not going to be able to reach back and get that little extra oomph on that fastball.
Right.
Because you say a major league hitter can hit 99. Sure he can, but When you are rearing back to get 99 and you are saying, fuck you can't hit this, that's a different animal. He was doing that in San Francisco. We haven't seen him yet do that with the Yankees, and we don't know because of the back if he can.
A few points real quick. One, the back is scary. It's always been what has made me hesitant to like be all in on Rizzo. And that he can be the guy we need him to be, because he has those back issues and they always come fucking rearing back. And it sucks. Back. The second thing is, it's early in spring right now. There's a difference if he's favoring it and if he's trying to work things into it. That's another factor. If he's favoring his back and he's not following through on pitches, if that's going to continue all season, he's going to continue to leave the ball up in the zone. I don't care if he's throwing a fucking 105, he's going to get rocked, and it's going to be a problem with his mechanics and with his consistency. But overall, for me, you also have to take into account that Matt Blake worked with him, and apparently he was showing a lot of the ball over the last couple of years.
Apparently a lot of guys are showing a lot of the ball with the new pants in the Major League
Baseball. Yeah, okay. Got a couple balls. But
a lot of people in the chat are saying that he wasn't going full bore in his start. Yeah, okay. I understand that.
Yeah, no.
I'm not really expecting him to. I'm just saying, if the back is an issue, he's not going to be able to reach back for 99 in a big spot. And that could be a problem for the Yankees.
But like, if his back is stiff, it doesn't matter if he's going 80% or 100%. You still, your goal in spring training is to go through your mechanics. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be pumping 99. But if his mechanics are going to be not to have a stiffer back, that could be an issue. But we'll see.
Ball dipping. Wait, that was just made that reference.
Yeah. I've said that a couple times. That's become like a thing, a little ball dipping.
Yeah, a little ball dipping.
Dip his balls right in the fucking drink.
Okay.
Okay.